This Mishnah discusses the protections put in place for the perpetrator so they wouldn't get killed by the blood avenger on the way to the cities of refuge. This theme continues into the beginning of the sixth Mishnah, so we'll discuss the first part of that Mishnah today as well. These Mishnayot are both built on Numbers 35, which imagines two separate functions for the cities of refuge. First, when the murder happens, the perpetrator runs to a city of refuge to escape the blood avenger while awaiting trial. Then, after the trial, if the murder is determined to have happened accidentally, the murderer goes back to the city of refuge to dwell there until the death of the high priest. The Mishnah states, "Umechuvanot lahen drachim mizo lezo, shenemar tachin lecha haderech v'shilashta v'gomer." And the roads were aligned for them from this city to that city. As it is stated, prepare for you the road and divide the borders of your land, which the Lord your God caused you to inherit into three parts, so that every murderer may flee there. That's the full verse of Deuteronomy 19:3, which this Mishnah is also quoting. Now, the commentator Yachin interprets the phrase aligned to mean that the paths were smoothed. They were made without any twists and turns so that the killer could reach the cities smoothly. The Talmud also adds a midrash on this verse that at every crossroads, there would be a signpost to make sure that the killer could find their way to the city. The Mishnah then continues, "Umosrin lahen shnei talmidei chachamim, shema yahargenu baderech vidabru elav." And the court would provide the unintentional murderer with two Torah scholars, lest the blood redeemer kill the perpetrator in transit, and in that case, the scholars will talk to the blood redeemer and dissuade him from killing the unintentional murderer. Rabbi Meir Omer, "Af hu medaber al yedei atzma, shene'emar bezeh devar haroteach." Rabbi Meir says, the unintentional murderer also speaks on his or her own behalf, as it is stated, and this is the matter, devar, of the murderer who shall flee there and live. Again, this quotes the full pasuk of Deuteronomy 19:4, and the Mishnah reads this as indicating that the murderer, him or herself, speaks to the blood avenger if they should come upon each other on the way to the city. So the rabbis here are addressing that liminal space that the killer might find themselves in on the way to the city. In this space, says the Mishnah, the killer deserves the opportunity to bring new evidence or reasoning that might exonerate them, might say they don't need to go to the city at all, and they could go home. So the Mishnah imagines this ceremonial procession in which the sages from the court who sentenced the killer to exile accompany the killer on the path back to that city that they originally fled to. Now we move on to Mishnah 6. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, "Bitchila, echad shogeg ve'echad mezid, maktimin la'arei miklat, uveit din sholchin umavi'in oto misham." Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, initially, both those who kill unintentionally and those who kill intentionally would hurry and flee to the cities of refuge. And then the court from the city in which he or she perpetrated the death would send for the perpetrator and bring them from that city of refuge to stand trial. Mi shenitchayev mita b'beit din, haraguhu. V'shelo nitchayev mita, p'taruhu. Mi shenitchayev galut, machzirin oto limkomo, shne'emar v'heshivu oto ha'eda el ir miklato v'gomer. So during this trial, one who was found liable to receive the death penalty in court, i.e. for intentional murder, the court would execute them. And for one who was not found liable to receive the death penalty, but maybe they decided the death occurred due to circumstances beyond their control, they would free the perpetrator. For one who was found liable to be exiled, the court would restore them to their place in the city of refuge, as it is stated, and the congregation shall judge between the murderer and the blood redeemer, and the congregation shall restore him or her to their city of refuge that they fled there. As we said in our introduction to today's episode, this indicates that the perpetrator had been in the city of refuge before their trial. Now, the Tosfot Yom Tov points out that this Mishnah begins with a named Tana. This implies that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's view was not the only view out there. In fact, there is a Braita in the Talmud in which Rebbe says that people would exile themselves to the city of refuge, meaning that even those who killed deliberately maybe exercised some wishful thinking and fled to the cities of refuge. According to Rebbe's view, the perpetrator isn't entitled to be in the city of refuge pre-trial if they killed intentionally. But for Rabbi Yossi, everyone's entitled to a fair trial, so even the intentional killer may flee to the city of refuge. This gets back to the fundamental question of whether these cities are really cities of refuge or if they are a punishment of exile. For Rabbi Yossi, they kind of lean more to the refuge side, while perhaps for Rebbe, they're much more on the punishment side of that scale, reserved only as a punishment for the accidental killer. The next Mishnah shifts to the question of how the killer comes to leave the city of refuge. See you tomorrow.